What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city commonly known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the songs Sans toi ni loin, which means no shelter, no law, en français, by Lemon Grab off of their most recent release, I Spy with My Little Eye. This album came out last week, and I've just been listening to it, whatever, and I was like, this is so familiar. Something is like my little brain is like itch. And then turns out I played their 2019 release on this show a bunch when it came out. So if you want to check out that, check Lemon Grab Scratch, slay. Sans toi ni loi, also slay. Lemon Grab in general, slay. And you heard this song on Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you, and today's definition of the word cool is cool, exclamation, duh.
Duh.
I just thought this was kind of a funny choice, especially following last week's episode, where we talked about, like, makes sense and works and fits and whatever. Like, there's kind of this whole conversation about, like, yeah, it was just like this whole thing about things kind of falling into place, I guess, and that being an element of what makes things intriguing or interesting, whatever. Listen to that episode if you want to hear more about that. But I just think that, like, there's this kind of this, like, obviousness that's a little, like, integral to kind of that framing of coolness, I guess. And I say, like, duh all the time. I, like, but I use it as a noun. I'll be like, oh, that's a duh. And there's something about, like, the snappiness of it, the kind of casualness of it. Like, I just think it's funny. I think it's cool. I think it's nice. Yeah, I like it. You can have it too if you want it. But yeah, so that's why I wanted to do an episode on duh. But when I was, like, looking up, like, more into what duh means and how people use it, didn't know this, historically very mean word, and I was blithely unaware of this kind of, like, dark-sidedness to that word. So what I thought was, like, a cute little casual kind of thing, actually quite mean. Duh is used to comment on an action perceived as foolish or stupid, or a statement perceived as obvious, which makes a lot of sense, or I guess my misunderstanding or whatever, like, refocusing, makes a lot of sense in the context of how it started. So the word duh comes from this 1943 Merry Melodies cartoon, where, like, I don't know about you, dear listener, but I often find, like, cartoons or, like, media from that era, especially comedy from that era, is just mean. Like, I feel like we're just getting out of, this is, like, not that related, but we're, like, just getting out of this era where comedy is all about punching down and just saying almost, like, the meanest thing you can think of in, like, the most creative way you can think of it. And, like, I think that's, like, a lot of, like, skill was placed or, like, honed or whatever. But, like, now comedy is really coming to a place where those skills are being applied to, like, much more interesting things. But anyway, that's besides the point. I'm not a comedy history expert. This is just my, like, me as a dork's observation. But, yeah, 1943 Merry Melodies cartoon, where, much of the comedy was just being like, and you're stupid, which is not funny and not entertaining. But what's kind of the kind of, yeah, I guess the entertainment part of it is how exaggerated it is, how theatrical it is, especially with cartoons, and, like, Merry Melodies cartoons specifically. And I think that the word duh coming, like, makes so much sense coming out of that context from a cartoon specifically, from that era specifically. It's exaggerated, it's theatrical, but also it's relatable. Like, it's a quick word to say, it rolls off the tongue, and, like, now that I'm saying it a lot, it does kind of, like, feel mean, I guess, but, yeah, there's, like, a quickness, a, like, naturalness to the word duh. So that's kind of what we're talking about today, but we gotta move right along. Because you know what? We got to stay cool. So, this next song is Kiss Me, You Idiot by Guitar off of their album Casting Spells on Turtlehead out of Portland. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Wrestling fans, let's get ready to rumble!
Boom Pro Wrestling is coming to you live from the Great Hall at the Nest on Friday, March 22nd. Wrestling maniacs of all ages are welcome to watch these talented fighters duke it out at UBC. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and bell time is at 7:30 sharp. Enjoy the cash bar as you cheer on your favorite players. Visit boomprowrestling.com to purchase your tickets. And hurry, because this event is sure to be a knockout. Don't miss Boom Pro Wrestling at UBC campus on March 22nd.
For the first time ever in the Lower Mainland, Carrie Newman's The Witness Blanket is being exhibited at the West Van Library. The Witness Blanket is a large-scale art piece consisting of artifacts from sites and survivors of Canadian residential schools. For a self-guided tour of Newman's work, visit during regular hours from January 26th until March 10th, 2024. The West Van Library is open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday through Sundays.
I've seen the ocean, and I don't trust it. I made it to the city, and I don't trust it. It had to happen like this, and I don't trust it. The sun, the moon, the shadow, I don't trust it. And 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 I don't trust it.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city clearly known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Born to Run by TG Felix off of their most, not most recent release anymore, but one of their recent releases, Maladjustment. Just before that was Meagher Martin with their newest single, Malcolm, and then opened that set with Kiss Me, You Idiot by Guitar off of their album, Casting Spells on Turtlehead. You listened to all of these fab tunes on Teachable Moments, CHR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool, exclamation, duh. We talked a bit about like the history of duh, I guess. Now, I want to talk about, like, I guess, yeah, so the words that I have written down are the shortening of it and, like, the slanginess of it, and then I guess, like, I had to reinterpret that again, so the shorthand of it and the rapport of it, like, thank you so much for listening to the show. My notes are nonsensical, and I am so grateful that you listen to me every week, and if you're new here, what's up? Anyway, so the things that I want to talk about the word duh right now are, the shortening of it. So like it making kind of this idea that's like commenting on obviousness or commenting on, if we're going by the original definition, used to comment on an action perceived as foolish or stupid, which is not the definition that I like, but like commenting on like this experience of like watching something and like passing this judgment on it, which we will talk about later. And like creating or like generating this kind of almost onomatopoeia to express that reaction. It's not quite slang. So like slang is like a type of language that consists of phrases and is regarded as very informal, more common in speech than writing, and is typically restricted to a particular context or group of people. Like slang is a very specific thing, but I think that like, and I'm sure, I mean, I don't know the history of the word duh. I would not be surprised if there were like, it was kind of contained within a specific group and then spread out, especially considering that it started in a cartoon, whatever. Again, I'm not a historian on the word duh. I'm but a humble dork with a radio show. But yeah, this creation of like a shorthand, I think also kind of like, and the immediacy of it, and also when you comment, when you're making a comment like that, when you're seeing something and you decide that it's foolish and you also decide then that you want to comment on it, again, escapes me why you would ever make that choice, but none of my business. You hopefully would only do that with someone who you have some kind of relationship with. Like the onomatopoeification of that reaction kind of necessitates having a rapport with the person who you're talking to. And again, kind of this is like also unrelated-ish, I guess, but or maybe it's integral to the whole thing. Who's to say? But kind of what we were talking about before with like comedy, especially from the 1940s, kind of like being really grounded in my opinion, cruelty, attitude of like taking a joke or like, yeah, kind of being able to withstand that meanness, being a part of and embedded in what comedy is, as a word or like as a reaction is such a perfect kind of encapsulation of, yeah, this immediacy of reaction and this expectation of forgiveness as well, which I just think is interesting. And I guess you could say that's cool. But what I kind of want to focus on is kind of that forgiveness and like the rapport that's required. So those are some thoughts on that. We got to move right along. This next song is Why? Because we are running out of time. this next song is Why by Neptune's Core off of their release Called Upon, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Blind.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Croat Rock by Musique Chienne off of their most recent release, Sample Minded. Just before that was Idea June by Chanel Beads, and then opened that set with Neptune's Cores Why off of their release, Called Upon. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm here as Dork. You are you, and today's session where cool is cool! Exclamation, duh.
Duh.
We've kind of talked about, like, the quickness or whatever of the word duh. Now I want to talk about, like, in my opinion, the duh part of the word duh, which is the obviousness and, like, association with the obvious. So this is where I even got this idea for this episode, kind of thinking about last week's episode and making sense and da-da-da. Again, listen to that up if you want to. But CITR.ca or Spotify or Apple Music. I think anywhere you listen to podcasts. Anyway, obvious means that something is easily perceived or understood, clear, self-evident, or apparent. And then there's a derogatory definition, predictable and lacking in subtlety. And this is kind of like where, like, the make sense part of it comes in. So, like, the way that, like, coolness, I think, is incorporated into all of this, besides kind of like the snappiness of duh, I just think that's cool. but I guess in our, like, quest to find out what is cool, it's kind of this, like, obviousness or the way that, like, something just makes sense or fits into whatever project, idea, whatever. And that's a very, and the way that duh is kind of a part of that is, like, in a very referenceable way or, like, almost like memeable way. And because it is, in my brain, at its core, kind of a reaction word, like, you see something that's obvious to you, I'm going to ignore the foolishness of it because I, again, think it's mean. But seeing something obvious and you, like, have a reaction of, oh my gosh, duh, yes. And yeah, it's just kind of like fitting into the space or referencing of it that I think is cool. I think it's interesting. So those are some of my thoughts on that. We're going to move right along. This next song is Double A Bouquet for Your 180 Face by Saya Gray, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Okay.
Over backwards so many times.
bebê, só eu me chamei. Cheguei no Rio, cadê você? Quero te encontrar.
Queria conversar, queria te ver.
Queria te ver.
Mesmo se,
mesmo se
tu se serviu de mim,
tu se serviu de mim.
Me deixo só, oh, mas
segue na minha segue.
Continuo com sotaque, sigo bem, meu amor.
Chamo outra vez a sua mochila. Chamo outra vez a sua mochila. Chamo outra vez a sua mochila. Chamo outra vez a sua mochila.
Mesmo se,
mesmo se
tu se serviu de mim,
tu se serviu de mim.
Me deixa só, oh, mas
segue na minha segue.
Continuo com sotaque, sigo bem, meu amor.
Chamo outra vez a sua mochila. Chamo outra vez a sua mochila. Chamo outra vez a sua mochila. Chamo outra vez a sua mochila.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Sake Na Minha Tela Damase by Shanai. That's in Portuguese, so I'm so sorry to anyone who speaks Portuguese and heard me try to say that. It means dry on my Apple screen. Just where that was I'm a Sin by Loria Mija, and then opened that set with Double A Bouquet for Your 180 Face by Saya Gray out of Toronto. All recent singles by the respective artists. So, slay. You are listening to Teachable Moments. CITR's one stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool! Exclamation. It's just duh. I don't know. Colin, if you think that duh is different than duh, but we're just talking about duh. So we've talked about its history a bit. We've talked about like duh as like a reaction or like a shortening of whatever. And we've talked about duh as in like reference to its obviousness or like relation to like the obvious. Now I want to talk about, and I've talked about this before, and I've been very disparaging, the in my opinion, surprising judgmental side of duh, and how, so duh used to comment on an action perceived as foolish or stupid, or a statement perceived as obvious. Like, get a grip. That's so mean. Why do we have, I'm like honestly floored that we have a word that is like just supposed to be used as a reaction to be like, to be like demeaning to people. And like, obviously I shouldn't be surprised, this world is a terrible place and like people are mean, but Duh just has always felt like so harmless to me, and I'm like genuinely floored that that's where it comes from. It comes from this, I've used the word before, like, I think cruelty, like cruelness that's embedded, like has been embedded into specifically comedy. Again, like Duh as a word is born of this 1943 Merry Melodies cartoon. And I think also like one of the first times it was used was like Bugs Bunny, like very obvious, like comedic cartoons. And cartoons are a really interesting, in my opinion, medium, because, and animation in general, because it's so limitless. Like, obviously, there's technological limitations and human imagination and da-da-da, but, like, what's so exciting about animation and cartoon is that within it, literally anything can happen. So, like, you look at these early cartoons, and, like, the way that bodies move are bizarre and, like, stretched and, like, yeah, there's like so much like comedy in the way that like characters are designed and their movement is. And it's very exaggerated. Like the exaggeration of cartoon and animation, I think, is like so exciting. And also kind of being grounded in theater. Like a lot of these cartoons literally look like they're on a stage because there's not really like, hasn't yet been thought of to like make it seem more three-dimensional. And I'm a dork of many interests, and one of my interests is ancient Greece. We don't have to talk about that much, but what I do want to talk about is comedy in ancient Greece. So there used to be this really like big festival that would happen every year, or like every 3 years, I can't remember, and called the Dionysia. And in it, like all of the playwrights of the era would come and present four plays, three tragedies that were like a trilogy and a comedy. And the comedy, I mean, I was never as interested in it, although obviously very telling of like culture and expectation at the time. What I never really liked about it was a lot of the comedy was based in specifically the sexual assault and violence towards women. And it was like, tee hee hee, isn't that so silly that that happened? And it's like, no, that's actually horrifying. And that's not the point. Why I brought this up is like, and I was kind of talking about this earlier with like how comedy has changed and where I feel like this type of context that this word comes from is so important, is like, thank God, in my opinion, our idea of comedy has changed and is changing, and we're reaching a point where like this meanness and belittling of people and their actions is not acceptable. I guess it's like this punching down mentality and like placing yourself as like the presenter of some kind of comedy or some kind of story as like somehow like the like adjudicator of like behavior doesn't matter. But I am excited that we're moving away from this, like, in my opinion, very judgmental perspective and moving towards this, I don't know, like something that's a little more hopefully nuanced. I mean, everything's going to always change, and no point in time so far has been the most respectful point in time, and we're going to continue to like hopefully move towards that. But I just think that like the context of where Duh comes from and how I, as a person who uses that word, like that its beginnings don't really resonate with me, which I just think is like a very exciting, I just think is very exciting in general. But then also like it's interesting to like, yeah, see how it's reflected in like comedy and theater and all of our like consumption, like media as a time capsule in a way, but then also like how those changing attitudes are reflected in that media and in language itself. So these are just some thoughts on that. We have to move along. This next song is Butterfly by Horsepower. Just a heads up to the people, there are expletives in this song. I know, it's 2 minutes and 4 seconds, so tune in again in 2 minutes and 4 seconds if that is an issue for you. Otherwise, enjoy. And you're listening to Butterfly on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah, what you like? fine. Cause I hold it tight when you shoot it right. We could spend the night, we could live the life. This ain't my flex, this just what I do. Don't step out too soon, I'm up and LA flow, I don't need control. I just catch you just to check you, then I let you go. These boys, they come fly, they wanna flex and reply. They wanna bust and reply, but I don't bring them to drive. But butterfly, this ain't no flex, this just what I do. Don't step out too soon, I'm little baby on me, mix up in the scene. BCBG 23, messy bitch, don't talk to me. USD, just walk with me, 135, no guarantee. Material girl, all of it's real, plastic Barbie, vacuum seal. LA flow, I don't need control. I just catch you just to check you, then I let you go. Hold it tight when you shoot it right. We could spend the night, we could live the life.
It's Nardwuar, a human serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at doo-doo-loo-doo, doo-doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. Collective meetings are hosted on Thursdays at 6 p.m. in the lower atrium of the Nest CITR station, with a remote option as well. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
MRG Live presents Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Hailing from LA's Highland Park, Zahara makes detailed melodic indie rock that flits between shoegaze, post-punk, and dream pop. Their airy melodies, pensive guitar, and heart-churning lyrics join to create a dreamy indie rock. Don't miss Zahara at the Fox Cabaret on March 26, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Why? Bye.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Fences by Mainframe off of their most recent release, I Gave My Legs to a Snake. Just before that was Born at Midnight's YOY PPJ remix featuring PPJ, and then open that set with Butterfly, Horsepower's most recent single. Thank you so much for tuning into Teachable Moments today. Today, we talked about cool exclamation, duh.
Well, duh.
And I had a lot more to say about it than I thought I would, and I hope that it was interesting and enjoyable for you, my dearest listener. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to close the show with the song Remapping by Soft Fossil off of their Remapping Coronator split. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you.